Well, Chris, thanks for joining us. First of all, when did you know going into the match that you're actually playing and in the team yesterday?
Yeah, I found out day before. We named a team. We named a 12 before the test match started. But Joe did say that I was gonna make the 11. So obviously, I was delighted with that, and excited to be a part of this series.
Obviously, the day didn't go as you would have planned. The fact that there's a little bit of rain, it probably gave you a bit more time to take stock. So, what was the general feeling and message in the camp after yesterday?
I think obviously we were a bit disappointed with putting 147 on the board. Obviously, we'd have liked a few more than that. The wicket obviously did offer a little bit, but obviously at the same time, we still feel that we should have maybe put a few more runs on the board. Australia bowled well, fair play to them for that. Put us under pressure and obviously took early wickets as well, which always kind of pegs you back. But look, we've got still a long way to go in this test match. We've got an opportunity to go out there and bowl on the same wicket. Hopefully we can do something similar to what Australia have done.
Wokesy, it's Chris Rogers here. How are you, mate?
How are you, mate? You good?
Good. There's four of the 11 have played in Australia in tests before. You're one of them. So this is going to be a new experience for a lot of guys, particularly playing on these bouncy pitches. What were the kind of conversations you had in the change room after about how you're going to cope with this challenge?
Look, I don't think we wanted to dwell too much on yesterday. Obviously, we've got to come out here today and do a job with the ball, and we're still going to have a second time to bat in this game. We do need to put a few things right. I thought Australia bowled a really good length yesterday and challenged our front foot defence. And like you say, it does bounce generally a lot more, particularly here at the Gabba. The wicket was certainly offered a little bit off the seam as well. But when you've got a world-class bowling lineup coming up against you, you really do have to be on your money. So, we obviously didn't play it as well as we'd have liked. I thought they, generally bowled very well. And as I said, when you get early wickets, it certainly pegs you back a bit, but we'd still certainly feel that we could have gone on and put more on the board than we actually did.
And you, mate, you're probably the senior bowler in this lineup now, which maybe is the first time ever in England colours. And you've got a chance to take new wickets like Australia did. What have you said to the bowling group, and how are you looking to lead them?
Oh, you're making me feel old there, Bucky. But it's obviously going in with a slightly different look attack to what. Obviously, this test team's had with obviously Jimmy and Brodie not playing this game, but I'm excited to get out there and hopefully put the ball in the right areas. I think we all, there's a few of us that have played in Australia, whether that be white ball or red ball cricket, so we kind of know what to expect from conditions. It's a matter about going out there and performing. We understand that if we can try and put Australia under pressure early, get a few early wickets, then hopefully we can do something similar to what they did to us. But we've still got to be patient. Test cricket's obviously a long game, we all know that, 5 days, and we've got to be really patient today to try and get ourselves back in this game.
Is there a target you're trying to restrict Australia to that you think that's okay, we can deal with them having that kind of lead?
We thought about numbers, mate, really too much, but obviously 147 is not a great first in his score, so I think we've got to just kind of take it as it comes and take it, I suppose, hour by hour. We've obviously got to look to bowl Australia out, there's no doubt about that. We don't want to get them to have too much of a lead. In an ideal world, you keep them below 200, but a lot will depend on how the wicket plays today and moving forward. But as I said, it's hard to put a number on it, but we've got to go out there and be patient and try and play the long game and also look to attack when we can.
Just finally, how did you find bowling to Buck back in the day, Chris? Back in his day, all those years ago.
he got a few runs against me, actually. I feel like he scored a double at Edgbaston the one day for Derbyshire, so I don't really remember enjoying it too much. But it's always awkward to bowl at. I remember that, very awkward. But good player,
man,
good player.
Probably, yeah.
Really appreciate your time. Good luck today and for the rest of the series.
Cheers, guys. Thanks. Take care.
Good on you, Rex.